Hello, everyone. Anthony Bartolo, Senior Cloud Advocate with Microsoft. Did you know that the HoloLens is a powerful, hands-free Windows 10 device that provides a new solution for immersing your coworkers into holographic interactions within the real world? Just like desktop PCs, HoloLens devices can be managed, allowing secure access to files, apps, and data that reside on your organization's network. End-user identity used to authenticate data access can be verified and secured while using the HoloLens. This is accomplished by connecting the device to Azure Active Directory. The HoloLens itself can also be enrolled into cloud services through modern mobile device management solutions. Once your organization is set up and the desired settings are configured, the HoloLens can easily be added to your management and security solution. This can be accomplished by enabling advanced setup via autopilot, which is initiated once the end user signs into the HoloLens for the first time. Similar to the experience on desktop or laptop, Windows Autopilot will set up and pre-configure the HoloLens, getting them ready for use in production. Once the HoloLens device is enrolled, synchronization to the desired MDM solution will start and the HoloLens can start receiving apps, configurations, and device management policies. Now that we've completed a quick overview, let's get started with initial setup and configuration. Azure Active Directory, or Azure AD, is Microsoft's cloud-based identity and access management service. This service allows employees to easily log in and connect to work resources. Like any Windows 10 device, HoloLens can enable end users the ability to authenticate against Azure AD to take full advantage of Azure services. Now, if you haven't done so already, you'll need to create an Azure account first. Once you have the account, you can then sign in at the Azure portal at portal.azure.com. With the Azure account created, we're now going to create the tenant that is going to represent the organization that we are going to build the rest of the services in this guide on top of. Now within Azure Portal, we're going to create a resource and we're going to select Azure Active Directory. We'll need to select a few pieces of information such as organization and domain name, and finally create our Azure Active Directory. Microsoft has created Azure AD Quick Start documentation that can provide you detailed steps on setting up the service and can be found at aka.ms/AzureAD-QuickStart. With the Azure AD service now operational, you'll want to set up your mobile device management service. This allows you to control the use of the devices connected to your organization's resources and deploy apps to those devices. For this example, we'll be using Microsoft's Intune service, a cloud-based service which does both. First, you'll need to sign up for Microsoft Intune. Once you've signed up, you sign into Intune via Microsoft's Endpoint Manager, and then proceed to confirm the MDM authority. From here, Intune is now connected to your Azure AD and will be the MDM solution for your tenant. While in the Azure portal, we'll want to create a user. We can do this from the Users tab with just a few steps. After we've created a new user, we'll need to assign the Intune license, otherwise they will be unable to enroll their device. Now, let's set up an automatic enrollment for the tenant. It's now time to test out enrolling your HoloLens 2. If your device was previously used, you're going to want to flash it to factory default. This can be done using the Advanced Recovery Companion if needed. Once its out-of-the-box experience mode has been activated, go ahead and put on your HoloLens 2. And then let's get started. After you set up, you'll be asked who owns the device. Here's where you'll be able to enter in the user login credentials for the user we just created. Once that's completed, you'll be prompted to set up login credentials for the user. HoloLens 2 supports iris authentication and device-specific PIN. You'll be able to confirm immediately from the device that enrollment is successful. From here, you can see the tenant you are enrolled in. In just a few minutes, your device will receive policy and may even start downloading required apps. Now that we have set up everything for enrollment, there are a plethora of possibilities for device management. As always, the learning doesn't stop here. Be sure to share your questions below in the comment section and let us know if you have any trouble with your deployment. Welcome to the world of mixed reality.